Hello?
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, what's good, fam?
Just woke up because something done and I should be in church, but it's somewhere on Black Line, so the cousin got from our bedrooms at this point. But yeah, I find that I'm good, I'm alright. How you doing?
Yeah, I can barely hear you, my dude.
You can barely hear me?
Yeah, I can barely hear you.
Let me try to talk louder. Can you hear me? Am I better now?
Yeah, I'm good. G-Max, can you hear him? A little bit.
Wait, let me try something. One second.
All right.
Okay. Am I clear now?
Yeah, it's better.
Better now, right? Okay. So I'll just try to keep the phone real close to my mouth so you can hear me.
Okay, no
But
doubt.
whenever you let me know.
No doubt. Yeah, I just really the reason I didn't reply earlier is because I didn't even listen to what I didn't listen to the phone conversation between you and Senzu, you know? But lately one of my cousins played, you know, some bits of it for me, and he was just talking so much garbage that I was like, man, I gotta clear this up before niggas even think a part of this is real, you know? So that's why I said, let me holler at you.
I understand it's a good thing you also clear that out because a lot of people have been wondering why they haven't heard from you. So, especially on Twitter, actually. So, you calling now is really a good thing, better late than never. So what's the deal though? Like, what's really going on with you and Steven? Let's go all the way to the beginning. Because, I mean, we all know how it got triggered. It's, you know, I mean, the public has to know about it from. The list. You know, you reacted to the list and then you called him a bitch. And then you responded on Twitter. So, what happened before we get to those tweets? How did the whole thing with you and Susan start? Because he said a story. He said something happened, but I'd like to hear from you.
Something happened before I called him a bitch.
I'm saying that a tweet when you called him a bitch, he said, all right, that you guys have a history, which is obvious. I mean, that you didn't that's when you guys fell out. So why did you guys fell out in the first place? He's saying there is a history.
Me and Senzu fell out because, you know, it's funny to me some of his responses. Like he says that, you know, when I drink Hennessy, I act up. You know, the actual truth is Senzu is like he's permanently living in reverse day. That's what I think about this dude. Everything that he does is fucked up. He tries to make it seem like I'm the one that's doing it. You know, I stopped kicking it with Senzu because when he gets drunk, he trips out, man. And the day he tripped out, you know, like I said in the record, was the day we went to Banky's house, you know? Before, I'm gonna tell you what happened, but before that happened, he was trying to fight Wizkid because Wizkid didn't have time to record a song for him. So after we left there, we on the road, he got his girlfriend in my car and stuff. And you know how Lagos goes slow is crazy, you know what I'm saying? So Senzu just, yeah, so we pass up a restaurant, you know what I'm saying? And Senzu just jumps out the car. You know what I'm saying? And he jumped out the car to the point where I couldn't even U-turn to come back, and unless I'm gonna go up the road and come back in like 20 minutes. So I'm not going, after he was acting belligerent in Banky's house, I'm not gonna sit here and babysit a grown ass man, man. I told his girlfriend, get, you know what I'm saying? Get the hell out of my car, and I left him there. That was the end of me and Senzu.
Wow, so you dropped the mask and you just drove off, that's what happened?
Nah, you know, the truth is, let me just be 100% truthful. I did drop the girl off, you know what I'm saying? But I did come back, I did go through the go slow, I did come back and try to get them, but he said, nah, he ain't riding, he going in the taxi, so that's how I left him.
Okay, so that's what happened. And ever since then, you guys have not spoken?
I tried to talk to him even that day, you know what I'm saying? I didn't leave that nigga, you know what I'm saying? But I think he was looking for an argument because Banky didn't want to help him do a hook. You know, when he heard, we were at Banky's house to pick up Omoele, you know, off my album. So when he heard the hook off Omoella, he was like, man, Banky, do me a hook like this. Do me a hook like this. So Banky was like, man, I done 3 hooks for you, and you haven't even promoted them. So why the hell would I keep on doing more hooks for you? So he got mad. You know, he got mad at everybody. First it was Wizkid, then he turned his anger towards me. But I'm not going to play with him. He in my car. I'm not in his car, bro. You know, even when we recorded Too Much Money, we were drinking Hennessy. And it's so funny, I heard him say, ask Josh Beats. I'm like, damn, is this guy, he's not normal, you know what I'm saying? When he's talking about ask Josh Beats, you know, when we were recording Too Much Money, he got drunk off Hennessy and tried to fight an on-air personality of a huge radio station because the guy asked him to do a drop for him. He's a nutcase. So I don't know why he says that he introduced me to Obi Asika. And I don't even understand why he's lying these type of lies, because Obi Asika is a man that's alive. And he's a man that's well known. Me and Sauce Kid and Obi Asika have never been in the same place at the same time. Never. So I don't know why, you know, I feel like he has no respect for his fans, because he feels it's okay to just come out with a lie and just lie. I've never met this type of person before in my life.